Welcome back to Diamond Gems. This is another episode featuring Jacob, which is me, and Isaac, who's the co-host, and my little bro.
Little bro.
You ready to record another episode, Isaac?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's plug some shit first.
We're plugging
Follow shit. Us on Instagram, at Diamond Gems Podcast, at Shaped by Sports. Like, subscribe, leave a kind review. If you enjoy this episode.
Also, watch/listen, whichever you do for your podcast, to the awards predictions with Gregory Fulton.
The boy.
Diehard Detroit Tigers fan.
Confirmed.
He wore a hat.
Isaac.
Jacob.
It is a solemn day.
Or is it a happy day?
It depends on how you look at it, I suppose.
See, you might be solemn. You have sunshine, and I have rain. But I think it's a happy day. Because a certain team is moving away.
The Oakland A's are moving to...
Vegas.
Why is it not going?
Oh, is this...
I was trying to push through the drum roll.
I thought you were like pointing to me to say Vegas. So I was Vegas.
Well, that's annoying. I tried to push. I have a little soundboard here.
That was and very I tried to... unclimactic.
Well, it was going to be good. I tried to push the drum roll through, and for some reason, it's just fucking loading. It's not playing the drum roll.
Well, if you hear drum rolls randomly happening, it's because it loaded. So pretend...
It didn't come into our ears, but it was actually playing or something.
So when
that was supposed to be fun.
When you hear drum rolls way off track...
Oakland going to... Vegas!
When you hear the drum rolls way off track, just imagine that they were placed before I said Vegas in a very boring tone.
Think about how great it would have been if it was executed properly.
It could have been good.
It could have been great.
Yeah. It could have been great in Oakland as well. It could have been.
It could have been. But now, no more.
No more. It is what it is.
So why do you think it's a good thing that they're... Okay, hold on. I think we probably should give some background before we just jump into it. All right, so there's a lot... There's actually a lot to cover. Basically... For years, we did two seasons ago, which was, 2021, we did our season one, episode three, we did a relocation destinations episode, and my relocation destination I picked was Las Vegas. Now, that wasn't by coincidence. There was a ton of, articles out and rumors and speculation and statements by the commissioner and the team owners and the mayors and all of this shit was happening in 2021. Well, it has come back full circle, full force. It's happening now. The Oakland Athletics have purchased a binding land agreement for a plot just off the Vegas Strip where they can actually build a park, which will be set to open in 2027. Only 4 years from now.
That's a long time.
That's pretty quick, honestly. But if you ask Oakland A's fans, they'll say that this has been building for about the last 20 years. So it's actually felt like an incredibly slow process. They've basically been tortured for 20 years. And, things have, especially in recent years with all of their homegrown talent just gets shipped away. You lost Matt Olson. You lost Marcus Semien. You lost
Josh Donaldson.
Donaldson. If you go back
far, there's a million people, dude.
There's so many. It's an endless supply of amazing talents that have been developed and adored by the Oakland A's faithful, who then just get ripped out from under them like someone pulling the tablecloth off the table. And the dishes do not stay. They come crashing down. Glass everywhere. Shards in the feet of the Oakland A's fans. And that's not from the shitty Coliseum. That's just from pain.
But also from the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. That's more like Possum or Ricky Henderson Field, stuff like that.
Because they can't get a brand to sponsor that dump.
It's true. It's a terrible stadium. The hope had been for years, Isaac, that they were going to build a beautiful new stadium, waterfront. The renderings for it were incredible. Mm-hmm. You can still go look it up. Look up the Oakland A's new stadium.
Just look up water, like, Howard Oakland Terminal. A's waterfront, like, it should pop up.
Yeah, it's fire. It was so cool. It would have helped the economy, the local economy in Oakland for sure. They were going to build a stadium with like tons of businesses and like living, like apartments and stuff all in one area. It was really going to help the people who live there. So it's really, really sad to think that not only for the fans, but for the residents of Oakland, how detrimental this move to Las Vegas could be for their area. And it's also really sad when you consider that they've already lost two teams. This is the third team now that they have lost. They don't have any more teams to lose.
No. Huh. Only up from here then. But to be fair, like, we're all bashing, and as they should be bashed, the front office in Oakland should be bashed. But in their defense, they did make a valid attempt to keep that franchise in Oakland, and the city did not sign off. The city did not want that waterfront stadium to be built. Because, I mean, that city's bankrupt. So, it is what it is.
Well, they wanted Oakland City Council to help fund
most cities contribute. Most cities contribute into, I think, I don't want to say this because I don't actually know. I'm pretty sure every stadium has been built in part by taxpayer money. Yeah. So,
but it is because it's not because of crazy reasons. It's because they put together a plan that cost justifies the dollars in tourism that a new baseball stadium or, you know, a new franchise will bring to the area.
Yeah, revenue that won't be seen.
It's an investment by the city, exactly.
Yeah, but to be in the city's defense now, well, they did this. They've done this with the A's before. They've done this song and dance with them years ago. Clearly, it didn't bring revenue to the city then. So why would it bring 20 years down the line revenue to the city now? We don't know if the Oakland... The stupid thing, I think, always blame the MLB. MLB allowing them to relocate with the same ownership instead of just somehow voting this guy off the island, getting him out, is kind of ridiculous, because what's gonna be different in Vegas with the same ownership group that doesn't want to spend any money? They're spending money to get fans in, and they're going to be cutting costs at every corner. They're still not going to pay players. They're going to do what they do. And, I mean, I want to be very wrong about that, but they haven't ever proven that they're interested in winning. They try to put the best possible team for the lowest amount of money possible, which is not even feasible whatsoever when you have 30 guys, like, you have about 25 guys in the league that get paid more than the entire roster of the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... It's fun stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the problem, I think, though, like, I'm kind of conflicted on that, because I kind of think that there's got to be some sort of agreement when you make this decision. Like, there's got to be some kind of, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like, okay, you're going to Vegas now, so look at what the Raiders did. Look at what the... I mean, that's not a great example. They tried to make it a good team. It just didn't work out that well. Look at what the Vegas Golden Knights did in their first couple years. Like, they get to these new destinations, and they go pretty hard with the investment into the team and trying to make it exciting for the new fans right from the get-go. So why do you think that it's different for the Oakland A's? Why do you think that the A's are going to go there and just be the same old Oakland A's?
Because there have been many, many, many reports on that ownership group about how they have a lot more money than they lead on. and they can they actually are not the poorest franchise in baseball. They just don't spend money.
They cry broke.
They cry broke. Yeah. Like, why do they? Where do they have this all this money to build a big ass stadium in Vegas? They have a lot
billion.
Of money. So that's what I'm
billion
saying.
Dollar
like, okay,
stadium.
They go to Vegas. They get all this revenue from people. Oh, we're going to Vegas to watch a baseball game. They're going to build a gorgeous stadium. And for the first few years, okay, they'll compete. What happens 10 years down the line if it's the same ownership group? Are they going to try to maximize profits by... Which is... I don't understand it. It's like, well, clearly there's success in revenue with, like, Houston. Just having this greatest dynasty. Fans always come to the games. Like, winning brings in fans. And Oakland is like, okay, well, if we minimize our roster size, we can still somehow make a profit if we have like 15,000 people at every game. And that's their goal. I feel like that's their long-term goal in Vegas, is not to win, is to make as much profit as they can while minimizing how much they spend on players. And with in hockey and football, you have to spend a certain amount of money. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see. But, you know what? Optimism and reality says, well, it's still a Major League Ball club. They should be doing something. You know, the one thing I'm kind of disappointed in is that it's not happening until 2027. I know there's a chance they could technically play in the minor league stadium. And my other thing was, why are they building a brand new stadium? It's very interesting that they build a brand new stadium. Maybe some money laundering to try to show that... They try to hide the fact that they're one of the wealthier franchises, maybe? Who knows? Because that ballpark was actually built to hold a Major League Stadium eventually. So, in Vegas.
The AAA ballpark. You're speaking
about. Yes, the AAA ballpark actually was built to have an addition to it and build up. And now they're just building a brand new stadium. I'm trying to figure out what Oakland is trying to do with this. I think they're trying to like clean their money into building a $1 billion stadium. They're like, let's throw all this money at. I don't know.
That's an interesting point though, Isaac. I actually completely forgot that in that relocation episode we talked about, you brought up the fact that because Vegas has always wanted to have, like, for a really long time anyways, they've been wanting to get a baseball team. And they've been applying not only for relocation, but also for expansion. And so that AAA stadium, which is already the AAA team that's there, is the Oakland A's AAA team, in case you are unaware. They built the stadium with the hope that they'd be like, look, we have this quite literally a foundation of a stadium here that could be built into a major, like.
Yeah.
So it is very interesting. I don't know if it's based on, like, location that they decided.
Then why would they build it there in the first place? Because when they built it, that was the intent of it. And it's by far the best minor league facility.
So if you actually look at, there's photos of plots out right now of, like, where the land for the stadium in Vegas is. It's just off the strip, just on the other side of the highway.
All
it's
three
supposed
stadiums
to be easy
right
for people
there,
to
though.
Get in and get out. All three stadiums in close proximity, so they're kind of taking like the Philadelphia or like even Seattle is like that, I think, right? Like those kind of models of like having all of your
at least the football
stadiums.
And baseball stadium in Seattle are like across the street from each other. I don't actually know where the hockey arena is. Could be right there, too.
Yeah, well, MLS, too.
Oh,
right. They have a team there.
Yeah, but
well.
MLS play... Doesn't MLS play in...
At the football stadium?
Yeah. I thought they did.
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't watch
but
soccer.
There's... The point is, there's teams that have, like, all of their stadiums in close proximity, and they found it to be pretty successful, so they're kind of running with that same model here in Vegas, and the AAA stadium, for whatever reason, isn't within
Where is it?
Region.
To be fair, was it not there before the hockey and the football stadium though? So there could be that. Yeah. It's like, oh, we're building this future major league stadium, spending all this money here, and then they get a football stadium and a hockey arena built almost beside each other in a different location. They're like, fuck, now we have to go over there. We can't just pick this one up and move it. So we have to build a new one. It could be that. It could simply be that. I don't actually know where the baseball stadium is. But if that baseball stadium is in a good location, then it still throws up a bunch of massive questions. And to be fair, technically, I don't think this would ever happen in scheduling, but they could have, maybe not necessarily, in the playoffs, maybe. They could have a hockey game and a football game and a baseball game all at the same time. That would be a problem. I don't think that could ever happen. I don't know if that could happen, but okay.
I don't think the football could happen. The season's normally over. Season's over before baseball.
Not in October.
Oh, true.
Why are you only thinking about spring?
I don't know.
The very beginning of hockey. That's what was in my head. When does hockey start? Very beginning of hockey, football, and then...
It's late October, I think, isn't it?
Why would I know? I just win fantasy hockey
leagues.
This
is a baseball podcast. I just watch fantasy... You know when the baseball season runs.
I
gotta flex.
I just win hockey fantasy leagues, but I've watched one game in the past 3 years, so... I don't know anything about hockey.
That just makes you a nerd.
I know.
That can look at, stats and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm still envious.
Hockey's the most predictable thing in the world. As far as player performances go.
First line, first power play.
Yeah.
Get them on your team.
Done. Simple.
Goalie, are they on a good team? Get them on your team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Where was I going to go with this? Oh, let's read some statements,
oh, yeah.
Isaac. There's a lot being said. We'll start, I think, with the Oakland A's president, Dave Cavall, who is a real son of a bitch in the hearts of
everybody.
In the hearts of Oakland A's fans and fans of competitive baseball.
Yeah, every in-tune baseball fan hates the Oakland A's. The only thing Oakland A's was Moneyball.
And the fans. Also, you could argue that Moneyball was extremely detrimental to the Oakland A's and to the
And I think it was a lie. I think it's a lie.
You think they got lucky?
I think they shouldn't have had Moneyball. There's 10 other teams that did Moneyball better. And I don't care. It's not about... Mm-hmm. Drake says it. I always repeat this. Drake said it best. I don't take my life advice from Drake, but it's not about who did it first. Apparently it's about who did it right. Billy Beane did not do it right. Anyways, I'm good now.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Okay. Oakland A's president, Dave Cavall. For a while, we were on parallel paths. In brackets, with Oakland. The city of Oakland, that is. But we have turned our attention to Las Vegas to get a deal here for the A's to find a long-term home. A's president Dave Cavall told this to the Review Journal. And if you go to the Review Journal, just Google like A's Vegas stuff. That's the best article I found for all of that information.
Not behind the paywall?
I don't know what that means. Oakland has been a great home for us for over 50 years, but we really need this 20-year saga completed. Again, that bringing it back to the 20-year thing that I brought up. And we feel there's a path here in Southern Nevada to do that. Of course, no surprise to anyone, Commissioner Manfred backed it by saying, "We support the A's turning their focus to Las Vegas and look forward to them bringing finality to this process by the end of the year." One thing that really got me there, Isaac, we look forward to them bringing finality to this process by the end of the year. Basically, Manfred has been on board with them getting them the fuck out of Oakland for so long. If you can go back like 10 years and you'll find quotes about him being very interested in moving the Oakland A's to Las Vegas or just having an expansion team in Vegas. It's like all of these guys, all of these execs, like same thing happened in hockey, like Rob Manfred, Roger Goodell with the NFL. They all want teams in Vegas so that they can go to Vegas with their rich friends and have a good time.
And
that's how I feel about it.
And Manfred just wants all the teams as close to Texas as possible. That's all he wants. This man is at every Rangers game.
Yeah.
Like, he's just clearly a diehard Rangers fan.
Truthfully, that it honestly makes me feel better about Manfred that he's, like, going to Rangers games all the time. Like, he is a baseball fan.
He was not.
You know, for people that...
I think that's a lie. I don't think he is. I think he just likes that stadium that he probably helped fund, personally.
I was listening to a podcast at some point, and I can't remember which one it was, but they were talking about Rob Manfred's history a little bit, and it actually made me be like, it made me feel a little bit better that he actually kind of, like,
you know what?
Likes the game of baseball.
I think he had a moment where he was, like, absolutely hated and looked like he absolutely hated baseball, but I am kind of like, the changes have gone well. The ratings are up this year significantly.
Mm-hmm.
The changes that he really was pushing for, I guess some people are very slow to accept change, and that's fine. It's working. So clearly he made positive changes for the most part. So maybe he's not all too bad. You know what commissioner actually truly loves the sport?
Who?
Roger Goodell. Absolutely. It's horrible how much he loves the sport that he tries to pretend concussions aren't real.
Well, you could argue that that's just for money, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not for the love of the sport.
Yeah, true, but you're opening yourself up to $1 billion worth of lawsuits when every scientific fact points towards, football is just a massive case for head trauma.
I think if you're a true fan of the sport, you should be a true fan and a lover of the athletes as well.
No.
Like, for me, I'm a diehard baseball fan. I'm a diehard Blue Jays fan. But I'm also more of being a diehard Blue Jays fan. I'm a diehard baseball fan.
Yeah.
I would say. Because I truly love watching. Like, I've been loving watching the Cubs this year. Mm-hmm. They have such an exciting little team over there. A bunch of guys that are trying to have bounce back seasons. Some young guys that are trying to make things happen. I really love watching the Cubbies this year. Like, they're kind of like a team that I've been really enjoying. And, you know, I think some people that are more focused on just the team and not the sport as a whole miss out on experiencing it. So my point, though, being that if you're a fan of, like, the players, you should care about having them on the field and then being safe and protected and healthy as well. So if you don't give a fuck about their concussions and stuff, to me, you're not a fan of the sport because you're not a fan of the players.
Some people are diehard. Like, I'm a massive Ravens fan. We know this. But to be fair, mm-hmm. I don't like the way it's been handled, but I'm all for, I think Lamar should get $250 million guaranteed. I'd love that for him. So I'm at the and you just go on their Instagram, as everybody's saying, fuck Lamar, fuck Lamar, fuck Lamar. And, like, there's fans of teams that are so far fans of teams that they don't give a fuck about the players. And that's where I think Goodell is. I think that's kind of what Goodell was. So, is. I'm more of a fan of the players as well.
Right on.
I don't know what this has to do with Oakland. And I apologize.
Yeah, it all ties together.
You know what needs to change?
It's we have to get back to the quote, though.
Oh, right.
You
know what needs
first
to change about Oakland? About Vegas A's? The A's. Athletics. That's got to go.
Okay, hold on. I have us talking about that later.
Perfect.
So don't jump the gun yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So last quote I'll give to the people here is from the Oakland mayor, Sheng Tao. She says, the article says, I just pulled this from the Las Vegas Review. In contrast, news of the binding purchase agreement wasn't well received by Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao, who criticized the Athletics' decision and said that the city was ceasing negotiations with the team. Her quote, "I am deeply disappointed that the A's have chosen not to negotiate with the city of Oakland as a true partner in a way that respects the long-term relationship between the fans, the city, and the team." The city has gone above and beyond in our attempts to arrive at a mutually beneficial term to keep the A's in Oakland. In the last 3 months, we've made significant strides to close the deal, yet it was clear to me that the A's have no intention of staying in Oakland and have simply been using this process to extract a better deal out of Las Vegas. I am not interested in continuing to play this game. The fans and our residents deserve better.
Yeah.
Those are some strong words.
Yeah. fuck that owner. Like, we knew this.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's pretty bold to say we're ceasing negotiations, too. Like, we're not interested anymore when that seems like...
I also think both parties are at fault, yeah. And she is making it seem like the city was great about it the whole time.
They were not.
They weren't. There was a lot of legislation about getting the... They were causing a lot of problems. It was a big issue. Like, if they really wanted to keep them there as well and were super serious about it,
they would have
just let them have it. You could have, like, okayed all of the plans. And then if you okay all of the plans and then they're like, actually, we're going to go to Vegas, then that 100% puts it on the team and the ownership, and you cannot, like, the city, like, the fans cannot point to the city and be like, you guys are also at fault here.
Yeah.
So don't you think that, like, if they were that serious about it, like, it would have been done?
So,
like, to me, it's both of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so,
still.
Really, the city is kind of stupid because they truly have no negotiating powers in that. Because, and Oakland Athletics and the MLB have a bigger platform. They can stir the media attention whichever direction they want. They can show us their side and then we'll believe it instead of meeting in the middle. But Oakland clearly and Manfred, everyone wanted the A's in Vegas. That was gonna happen. So either the city listens to what their offers and accepts Oakland's offer, like the A's offer to Oakland, or they lose their franchise. You have no negotiating power in that city. As in, like, legislation is, if you want that team there, you just give in to their demands because they have a better option outside of your city for probably the same price. Why would
yeah,
they not
you basically
do that?
Have to suck them
yeah.
off to get them to stay.
And
they were, like, trying to negotiate.
And we can defend the fans all we want. But this has been going on for, like, 10 years, and I get it. Struggling team. But struggling teams is a thing. But you still had the lowest attendance in baseball. You still have 1,000 people at some of the games. Like, I get that you want to throw shade at that team, but if you truly want them to stay, then you got to go to these games, too. And I know it's difficult. I know why it's a losing battle that you're fighting for. Is this... this is the third team. It was the last remaining team. There's a pattern in this. There's a pattern in this. At some point, okay, well, the city's to blame. All right, Raiders fans are great.
Mm-hmm. They got fucked big time.
Golden State does better in San Francisco. Like,
see, I'm really conflicted, though, as well, because it's like... people have to spend their own money to go to games. And just think about this. Think about Oakland. The Oakland Coliseum is the worst place to watch a professional sporting event in professional
yeah,
sports.
That's true.
In North America, anyways. Like, and I don't think it's particularly close. Like, the fact of how decrepit the entire facility is there, but from an actual viewing perspective, no place has more foul territory than the Oakland Coliseum. You are further away from the field than anywhere else in Major League Baseball. So it's a bad spectator experience. It's dirty and gross and falling apart by all accounts.
And there's possums living
there. The team on the field is absolute dog shit. The ownership group basically continues to just fuck over fans.
Yeah,
and pull away and take their best players. I think that the fact that they get 2,000 to 3,000 people a game is, and obviously sometimes even more than that,
it's not.
It's a testament to the fans and how, how do you get 3,000 people to go to a game on a Tuesday night against the Kansas City Royals? Like,
the tickets are $5.
When all of these things are so terrible. Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, but I think it's kind of, unfortunately, the way I feel about it is that it's unfair to blame the fans
yeah.
at this point, because
to a point.
There's so many elements that go into it that push them away from the stadium. The fact that they even get people there to me is a miracle. And I just think that, I don't know. It's just kind of unfair. Like,
so when Montreal lost their franchise, did we not blame the fans either because that team was shitty for a few years?
So I'm glad you brought that up because I have been thinking about that more because I've been saying that, you know, we said in the past, like, Montreal had a franchise. They blew it. They don't deserve to get another one back. But seeing how this whole Oakland A's thing has transpired, because I wasn't a part of, again, we were too young when Montreal lost their franchise. I didn't have that perspective. I wasn't there. And since living in Montreal, I've had people that I play baseball here with talk about how, you know, that they basically had their franchise. They, like, the ownership group kind of did the same thing. They drove the fans away from the ballpark, in a sense. I think it was a little bit different. I think it wasn't to the same extent. I think that the A's fans have showed more resiliency than the Montreal fans did. But
if you ask somebody that plays baseball if they want a franchise in the city, they're going to say yes.
Yeah.
You talk to outliers. You got to talk to the mass. You need a million fans minimum. Like, I don't think Montreal, I think Oakland, the fans in Oakland deserve a franchise well before Montreal does. But I also feel I don't think Montreal should ever have a baseball franchise. I think if Canada gets another one, it should go out west.
Vancouver.
Yes, but that probably won't ever happen.
No.
And if Montreal did get a franchise, I think it should be shared with Tampa Bay still. I still think that was a great idea. Now, at a certain point, okay, yes, Oakland fans are resilient, but they've dwindled. They've been dwindling for years, and they needed something fresh. You're not going to get something fresh except a brand new ballpark. You're going to still have the same, be in the same city with the same ownership group. How long can this success last? Probably not that long. You need a fresh start. You absolutely need a fresh start. Go to Vegas. Vegas is full of fair weather fans. Like, it's lots of transit people. Like, it's just people traveling. There's more room for struggling in Vegas, it just feels like. Oakland
is a dangerous move winning for team. Sure, but I think it's, I definitely agree, though. Like, the main reason, before we move on, like, the main reason that I am hesitant to blame the fans is because that's exactly what, like, the ownership group wants to do. They want to just be able to just point to the attendance records and be like, look, it's not successful. You guys didn't show up, without, like, holding themselves accountable for the reasons why fans weren't showing up to the games. So I don't like to blame the fans just for that. I don't want to let the ownership group off the hook.
Okay.
So
also,
that's kind of my
I agree.
Thought about
that. Another point. Okay, Vegas deserves a team. There's five teams in California. We only have one team in this entire country. I live in very, very close proximity to this ballpark in the grand scheme of things. It takes me over an hour to get to the ballpark. It takes Jacob 7.5 hours to get to the ballpark. And he's closer than the vast majority of Canada. Now, Oakland, you have San Francisco across the bridge. Become a San Francisco fan. This just seems like a simple idea. Just become a San Francisco fan.
It's hard to tell people that, Bay. Though. Like, because they've had, like, the Bay Bridge series every year, and it's, like, they're kind of, like, a little rival.
Yeah, but you're not.
I mean, not.
But you're not the Yankees versus Mets. One.
It's true, though. You're not losing Major League Baseball. If you're a fan of baseball, you can go watch games in San Francisco.
In one of the best ballparks in the state. It's, like,
if you want to stay a fan also of Vegas. Oakland. Of the Athletics. If you want to stay a fan of the Athletics, now that they're going to Vegas, they're going to play based on the new scheduling that the MLB has put into place. They're going to play in San Francisco probably at some point.
They will.
So you can still see the A's at least once a year, probably, if you decide to remain a fan. And Isaac, I don't know if you've seen this, but it's actually quite interesting to me. A lot of A's fans, there's a lot that are done. And there's a lot that are actually excited about this move. especially A's fans, I think, that don't necessarily live in Oakland anymore.
Here, that was my question, is like, if you're an A's fan, why, after this franchise is harming you, physically harming you and draining you for your entire existence, lay leave, go to a different state, possibly completely rebrand, and just rebuild a different team? Why would you cheer for that team when you have a team 30 minutes away? And I get there's a little rivalry, but that team that you had in Oakland is not the team that exists in Vegas. It's completely different. There's no correlation there. So
some people are just suckers for
pain. How many Expos fans are Washington National fans? That's weird to me. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you be that?
I don't know if there's any.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there might have been a few, but eventually it fades. It fades. The longer you're apart from something, the relationship with that thing fades. You will no longer be an Oakland fan in 10 years. You will be a San Francisco Giants fan, as you should have been 10 years ago, when that franchise kept fucking you over, and you just got to watch San Francisco win 3 World Series in 6 years. So at a certain point, I'm like, all right, I don't actually care. You had success 30 minutes from you. Should have been a fan of them.
That's true, actually. I feel like I didn't really factor that in enough. It's like, you still have a Major League Baseball stadium 30 minutes from you. Because the worst thing to me, since I've moved to Montreal, the thing that I have disliked most about Montreal is that I don't have baseball near me. And it's, when I was in San Diego, like visiting San Diego and stuff, I was really thinking about it, how like I feel like I could live in San Diego and just happily just have a team. Like, I'd still cheer for the Jays, but I could also just become a Padres fan basically and go and watch baseball games there. Like, they haven't lost the ability to just go and watch games.
Yeah.
So that actually is something that I really should help heal the pain a little bit.
And my question is, why do you have so much, like, I don't mean to be rude, but so much blind loyalty to an organization that has shown on hundreds of occasions that not only do they not give a fuck about you, but they truly hate you. They hate you, so they left you. And, like, you had Barry Bonds in the Bay. You had Barry Bonds, and you were cheering for David Justice. Like, why? Why?
Oh, man. That's a fair point, Isaac. I think that there's a little bit more of like a cultural rivalry of like being on either side of the bridge that you're not really taking into account here, and people just like,
yeah,
you know,
go to war. That's like the bridge.
That's always a thing.
But you have no franchises anymore. Like, you should be a 49ers fan. You should be. There's no hockey equivalent, is there? You should be.
There's nobody out
there's
there.
There's nobody.
Like out Anaheim, there. I guess maybe is the closest.
Anaheim's
San Jose,
LA, isn't it?
Anaheim. Yeah, Anaheim's basically LA.
What are you
but like
talking
San,
about?
Maybe San Jose.
I don't know.
I think San Jose is probably
I don't know
the closest.
San Jose is.
They have.
It's in California.
I think it is. I think it's between.
Whoa, LA has two
cares?
Teams.
We're not getting it.
Hockey teams.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Wait. The Kings.
And the Ducks.
And oh yeah, the Ducks. Yeah.
Yeah, if we're not considering the Ducks an LA team, then the LA Angels also aren't an LA team.
They're not. I've always called them the Anaheim Angels. I think it's different.
They've been like 10 different things over the years. They've been
that's true.
California Angels.
The Los Angeles Angels
of Anaheim.
Of Anaheim.
And then
now just
Anaheim
the Los
Angels. And were they the Anaheim Angels?
Yep.
And then okay,
I think they were. At
now
one
they're
point,
just
yeah.
Los Angeles Angels, or do they still have of Hannah of Anaheim?
They should have stuck it with Anaheim. They want the branding of being like L.A., but I feel like it's ridiculous.
They are
like
L.A. They have Shohei Ohtani. He's the flashiest guy on earth. Yeah. And Mike Trout.
Okay, so Isaac, you brought up at one point keeping the name.
Yes.
I will give you this background. This is a team, an organization that's been around since 1901. They started out as the Philadelphia Athletics and were there from 1901 to 1954. They then moved to Kansas City from 1955 to 1967 and then to Oakland. So Oakland was their third home. Their fourth home will be in Las Vegas, do you really think that they should just take away the A's branding and the A's
tradition,
name?
Tradition, Jacob. If tradition was so important, then Cleveland Guardians would still have that stupid name. That name that they should never have had and should never have claimed. Cleveland Guardians is a better brand than what they had before. And it should be... it should be changed. Athletics? Like, it's just boring. It's just boring.
Do you not like the green and gold?
Oh, I don't care about the color as much as the name. It's like, Athletics, whatever. Like, it just feels like such a football thing. It's a UK soccer kind of brand deal. Like, I don't need that.
I like it.
Why don't you just be Vegas BC Baseball Club? Like, it's the exact same thing to me. You don't need to be the Athletics. Like, what kind of sport do you play? They're just the Athletic Club of Vegas. It's boring. And it's Vegas. It's Vegas. The flashiest place on earth. Why can't you be unique? The Raiders was a good name, so why would they change that? The Vegas Golden Knights. That sounds Vegas.
Okay, I think we're going to have to disagree on this one. I really love the Oakland Athletics branding. I think the green and yellow is really nice.
I think
it feels like a classic team. I kind of want them to keep that, but do you have, like, a better name in mind?
No, absolutely not. But
what if you call them the Aces and they can kind of stay as the A's?
Same branding and stuff. I don't like that name, but I like that idea. So, yeah, because
then they're still the A's.
I also think, I know it's probably, like, in baseball it's different. People complain about having black, but Raiders are black and silver. Vegas is, like, black, gold, and red or something. I think you should be...
black, gold, silver, a little bit of red.
I think maybe there's a green and just add some black and red. I don't know.
Boring.
I think it's city coordinated colors.
I think,
like,
okay, do you think it's more likely that they change the name, or do you think that they're going to keep it?
It's baseball, and it's that owner. I don't think they change anything. I think they go in there and be like,
the same thing.
I also do think, because I like watching rollouts sometimes for, like, expansion teams of, like, okay, well, the name rollout, always super fun, draws a lot of media attention, lots of coverage. It builds a fan base, and then the jersey selection, same kind of reveal, same thing, just all the brandings, the logo. I think it just adds a lot more to it and gets a lot more attention, and I think it's more exciting, and it in turn will help generate more fans. Whereas if you're like, okay, here, we have the stadium reveal, but we're the exact same team. It's like, here we go, let's just place these guys in this brand new stadium in green jerseys that feel like it's from Ireland. It's St. Paddy's Day themed. Why does that belong in Vegas?
Because it's cool.
It's great.
I can't give you a reason other than I actually really like the Athletics branding, and I don't want them to get rid of it.
When I was
That's
a little
really
kid, we were the Kitchener A's, and we still had better jerseys than the Oakland A's. We had the pinstripes.
That's true. You guys had the pinstripes. Yeah. Those were fire. Yeah. Those were cool. I guess we can kind of wrap this up. Oh, one more thing. Final thing. Do you think that they'll be in Vegas prior to 2027? The launch of the new stadium is set to open in 2027. But as you mentioned, there is already the AAA stadium there. Do you think that they're going to move out of Oakland before 2027?
I doubt it. I feel, if anything, maybe 2026, give them a test run. I do think they want the big reveal and to have the crowds right away, because then it doesn't feel like a brand new team by 2027.
Instead of like a soft launch.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a brand new team by 2027, so you might not be filling that stadium as frequently. You should just do a grand reveal and brand new stadium. I don't know. 2027 is a very long time from now, which kind of sucks.
For you, especially.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's plenty to talk about. I would encourage anyone who is a fan of the Oakland A's, if you haven't already heard it, go listen to Dallas Braden's kind of speech and send off in a way to the city. It's very, very heartfelt.
It's not over yet.
And it got me emotional. It's not over yet, but it might be over very soon. We don't even know. They might go to Vegas sooner than 2027. I actually, Isaac, have been thinking that I might try to get to Oakland to watch a game at that fucking dump of a stadium. Yeah. Just one time. I want to experience it. I want to try to find a possum. I want to live the life of an Oakland A's fan for a day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get there before they move out. Even as terrible of a stadium as it is, I want to see it. I want to check it off.
Just make sure you get a prescription for Zoloft, because you will be very depressed after that.
Okay. Noted. Thank you for listening to this episode of Diamond Gems. Again, our outro music is not playing. For some reason, it's not loading.
No!
I don't know if you guys are hearing it. If you are,
I don't think so.
This is normally where the outro music plays, but clearly we're experiencing some technical difficulties today. If you're not hearing the music, again, don't know if it's playing or not. Follow us at Diamond Gems Podcast, at Shaped by Sports, and check us out on YouTube. It's Shaped by Sports is the channel. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. And leave us a nice review, 5 stars, hopefully. And we'd appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Make sure you like and subscribe as well, so you don't miss any episodes.
Even if you hate it, do all that, please. Thank you.
Do it all, please. We need it. Thank you. Goodbye.